Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. And, well, just a lot to get to today. Obviously, no Sixers or Flyers last night. Sixers off for a couple days and in the NBA All-Star Weekend. Of course, some representation from the 76ers All-Star Weekend, so we look forward to seeing that because we know what it's like to not have a Sixer in the All-Star Weekend. So it's cool to see a few of the stars there. Spring training rolling on. Aaron Nola, of course, at the press conference yesterday. Matt Klintak speaking. We'll get to something that he said that certainly caught our attention. Flyers tomorrow versus the Red Wings, and well, the Eagles continue their offseason planning, getting near free agency in a couple weeks. We'll talk about it all. We'll do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie again, 888-729-94. Ritchie, Rich!
Joe.
What's up, pal?
Studies show that people who kiss someone goodbye before going to work every day live up to 5 years longer.
Wow.
That begs the question, did you kiss someone goodbye before you left for work today?
Did
you prolong your life this morning,
Joe?
Does
that beg the question?
It does.
Wow, okay.
From me. It begs it from me.
Well, as I've told you many times.
Last night was Valentine's night.
It was. But you know what I've told you many times, and it covers all bases. Bases or basis-ies?
Bases.
If you have a girl, if you don't have
basis-ies.
A girl.
Basis-ies.
My answer.
We're talking about baseball, right? Do you say basis-ies?
He's rounding the basis-ies.
The basis-ies.
Hey, I told you. My answer is very simple.
We know what you're going to say. You don't kiss and tell. That's where it's
a
going.
A gentleman does not kiss and tell.
Yep.
So maybe I did, maybe I didn't. You know, the way it goes.
A gentleman does not kiss and tell.
It's such a great all-inclusive
catch-all.
Answer. Catch-all. It's a catch-all.
What All right. a cop-out.
All right, 888-729-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. All right, so Nola, congratulations, Aaron Nola. I still think he got bad value on his contract. It was nice seeing his parents interviewed, though. They seemed like really nice people. I thought in particular hearing his father interviewed talking about what a thrill it is for him to see his son play Major League Baseball in front of thousands of people. I mean, if you missed that audio, that was some pretty cool stuff. That's like real life right there. And that's like the fulfillment of dreams, obviously, for a family, a kid, a father. So that was good stuff. And Nola at the press conference, good stuff. Klintak? Could have done without something Matt Klintak said. I don't want to go any further than playing something Matt Klintak said yesterday. Angelo talked a lot about it today. Let's just hear it. We'll react. Now, look, the Phillies have done some wonderful things this offseason. There is no question about it. But the the objective has not yet been reached. The off season is not yet over. I know they're in spring training. I know Aaron Nola's contract's a great one for the Phils. I know the Phils have a new shortstop, a new catcher, a new outfielder, a new relief pitcher, and I do appreciate that. But I didn't think it was victory lap time. I didn't think it was take a bow time when there's still major free agents. Here's Klintak yesterday.
I'm really pleased with the rest of our offseason, and that's why I want to try to just temper or manage the message or temper the notion that a failure to sign one of these big free agents renders this a bad offseason. We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion. It doesn't mean we're going to stop trying. We're going to keep pushing. Our ownership demands nothing less than us continuing to push. But I think we're comfortable with where we are right now, and we just have to play it out and see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want tempering. I don't need tempering. I mean, listen, the Phillies have climbed the ranks in the National League East. They're a better team, and they've climbed the ranks in the National League. Again, they're a better team. But I don't want on February the 15th tempering. I want them to know they're one or two moves away from having the chance to be the best team in the National League. Literally, they are one or two moves away from the best team in the National League. Matt, come on, my man. Don't be doing that to us.
What are you talking
about?
Don't
be giving me temper expectations, temper this, temper that. Improvement, great. temper, knock that nonsense off. Don't need it. Don't need it, John. They're so close to being
so good. Why don't you get
so
worked up? What you're getting worked up over is Matt Klentak just giving props to the guys he's brought in here.
And I do. Consistently, I do.
Well, then can it? He's saying, I'm happy. He's saying, we are having an amazing offseason. That's what he's saying. And you object to that? Like, somehow you disagree?
I object to
that. We got JT Realmuto here, man.
Yeah, I know.
We got Gene Segura here.
I know. I understand
I mean,
that.
Like they are adding these pieces that really do matter. Andrew McCutchen is going to be a good player for us.
Yes.
Another piece. We're doing great things. He's saying, tipping my hat to these guys we've brought in.
No, he's tipping, he's tipping his hat
What's
to himself.
What's he supposed to say?
No,
you know what?
No.
Our offseason has stunk because we don't have Bryce Harper here. So those guys are sitting there saying, what am I? I guess I'm chopped liver. Well, like, what kind of message does that send to the team if he says, yeah, you know what? I am disappointed we haven't gotten the big fish.
He doesn't have to say he's disappointed.
Joe, he's saying what he's supposed to say. He did also say, you know, it's not done. He did also say, we're going to keep pushing. We're not going to stop trying. He implies that there is more to come. What more can you ask for? You are so nitpicking this thing.
No, I don't think so.
Apart, he has had an objectively excellent offseason. No one should argue that. He's saying the truth.
Well, look, 888-729-9494. As a Phils fan, when you hear Klentak say that, and again, 888-729-9494, there's no question. The Phillies have done wonderful things. They have improved, no doubt about it. To me, it sounded victory lap-ish, and it sounded like I'm setting the fan base up for don't.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, John.
Listen, I think this is a failure of an offseason overall, flat out, if we don't get Bryce Harper. That's the way I feel because that's what we've been promised. Now,
you don't think he's trying to walk some of that back? I think he's trying I think he's trying to soften the ground to cover for Middleton.
What he should say to defer and respect these new players that he's brought in and leaving things open for what is going to happen in the next week, if you ask me, which is bringing Bryce Harper in. I am totally just flummoxed here. Well, obviously, I can't even think of a word.
Apparently, you are.
I don't get why in the world you would come down on this. I've said yes. The fact that we were told we're spending stupid money, we haven't spent the stupid money yet.
And how do you?
Incomplete.
So how do you account for that then? As a Phillies fan, John, how do you account for that?
He says we're not done.
Okay, I understand he's not done, but don't you think? I understand what you're saying, but again, 888-729-9494.
I believe him when he says we're not going to stop here. We're not going to stop trying. We're going to keep pushing. I believe that they are going to spend stupid money. It's a matter of time.
Well, here's the thing. It struck me and strikes me as someone trying to soften the ground to lower expectations for what could be a disappointment not getting Harper or Machado. That's what it strikes me as.
Why?
Because he used the word temper. He wants to temper expectations. He wants to temper things. He was trying to figure out what word he wanted. James, play that again. Because you can tell he's trying to search for what word he wants to put after temper. At least if I heard it right the first time. It sounds to me like he's trying to think, all right, wait, I'm tempering something. What am I tempering? Let's hear again what he's trying to temper.
I'm really pleased with the rest of our offseason, and that's why I want to try to just temper or manage the message or temper the notion that a failure to sign one of these big free agents renders this a bad offseason. We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion. It doesn't mean we're going to stop trying. We're going to keep pushing. Our ownership demands nothing less than us continuing to push. But I think we're comfortable with where we are right now, and we just have to play it out and see what happens.
All right, so the two things
he said. We're comfortable with where we are right now is something he has to say for that clubhouse, for their benefit.
For what, Nick Williams and Franco and Kingery? Because
and for the guys that we've just brought in. You know, like, guys, you are a great team right now. And I don't want to take that away. I don't want you to think that I am, you know, about to just dismiss you, about to trade you away. You are the Phillies. You are our team, yeah. Our nucleus. Like,
no,
I depend on you.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
But he's also trying to temper a message. A message, by the way, that his boss, the owner, is really the one that put out there. That's where Klintak's in a tough spot. I mean, really what it is the town got excited on comments by the owner, which I told you at the time I thought were stupid. I thought they were stupid on two fronts. One, bad negotiating, lack of leverage position with the big-time stars, with their agents. I thought what Middleton said was stupid from that standpoint. Two, stupid because if you come up short on that, what you've done with the fan base is excite people and then let everyone down. Now, yes, John, I agree with you. There's been some really good players brought in here. I'm not disagreeing with that. But to me, like, this is a mid-February, stuff still hasn't happened, you know, the whole shebang, and he wants to temper a message that his owner, that his boss put out there, and a notion. He wants to temper a notion. All right, thanks. He wants to temper a notion.
You
look, 888-729-9494.
Don't you think it says
temper a notion?
Listen, you're getting...
What?
You're getting your undergarments in a huge bunch over something. He is saying what you want him to say. The fact that he said he's really pleased with the rest of our offseason. Mm-hmm. He referred to this offseason as the rest of it, meaning that there's more. He's implying that there's more. I mean, he started that out, that clip. I'm really pleased with the rest of our offseason. Not our offseason, not the completion of our offseason.
Well, we are part
of the rest of
now.
It. Listen, no, he is. What he's implying is that there is a main component that is not there yet. You know, that, and I can't tell you how positive I am that the way that he says that, just so matter of factively and just flippantly, that the rest of the offseason is about to be here.
Well, we'll say. Look, we'll say 888-729-9494.
We already did bet. We bet $1.
Yeah, we already did make a bet. By the way, there is a report today, or I should say yesterday. Chris Russell on 106.7 The Fan in Washington saying that he thinks Bryce Harper's decision is coming in the next 24 hours. Which means
boom.
Which means it could happen.
Look at
today.
That. Chris Russell knows his stuff too.
Could happen today. So, you know, we'll see there. I have no doubt, John, and I've been on the record many times saying I think Klintak's done a wonderful job this offseason. I don't want any misconstruing there. But I don't love the idea. But I don't love the idea of a tempered message, right? I don't need a tempered message. I need one or two more moves of action. That's what I need. One or two more moves of action.
I don't need one. I need more than one. I need the big one, and then I need another big one, and then another big one. I think we're going to get them.
888-729-9494. What do you make of what Klintak said? How do you break it down? What does it mean? 888-729-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, much on tap on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.